So what we are actually going to do now is I want to try the current voting process and see how I find it and see how, to what extent the accessibility is thought of here. So can we give the current voting process a try?
First of all, mm-hmm. Hubert, what I'm going to do is simply show you a mm-hmm. ballot paper. This mm-hmm. is the ballot paper for a local government election. I don't know if you're able to see that.
So I have no vision at all. So this is currently a to me, it might as well be a blank piece of paper, as I cannot see it. So,
Hubert, would you like me to read through the list of candidates? We have a local council by-election. We have 8 candidates on the paper. The way that the votes are cast for this election is under the single transferable vote. What that means is that you vote, you put numbers rather than crosses. So you vote 1 for your first preference, 2 for your second preference, 3 for your second preference, and so on. There's 8 candidates. If you feel like voting for 8 candidates, you can do. It's up to you. If you just want to vote for 1, you can do. So what I'll do is I'll read through the candidates in the order that they appear in the paper, and I'll give you the number that they appear in. And I'm going to give you your ballot paper with a tactile voting device affixed to it. I'll just explain what the tactile voting device is. It's a plastic template, and it's very important that it fits over the ballot paper in the correct way. It has to be aligned with the voting boxes. And if it's not aligned properly with the voting boxes, it will misdirect your vote. There are little flaps at the edge, 1 for each of the voting boxes. And the way that you vote is there's braille and embossed numbers. You scroll down to find the number of the box that you want to open up. You open up a little flap that exposes the voting box, and you put your voting mark in there. So this is a local government by-election. We're voting using numbers rather than crosses. I'll go through the list of candidates. Candidate number 1 is Alexander Holly Weather Party. 2 is Burns Erin Sport Party. 3 is Cowan Matthew Handcraft Party. 4 is Gallagher Jamie Flower Party. 5 is Johnston Poppy Pet Party. 6 is Stevenson Liam Fruit Party. 7 is Watt Ava Independent. 8 is White Aaron Public Transport Party. So that's the candidates and their parties. Do you wish me to repeat anything?
No, that'd be good, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to take you, guide you to the polling station, to the polling booth, with the tactile voting device over the ballot paper. So we're on the move.
So what I've currently got is a ballot paper with a plastic sheet over it, and there are flaps for individual numbers here, from 1 to 10, going down from 1 being at the top to number 10 at the bottom, and you can expose each of the flaps individually. Is that correct? So now, what sort of mark do I need to put next to who I want?
Number 1 for your preferred candidate. Now, something that's happening, Hubert, is that the tactile voting device is longer than the ballot paper in this case. So 8 is the last number on the ballot paper.
So I will, for example, flip, lift the flap 8, and this is when I need to write number 1?
If that's what you want to do, yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to write number 1, or what I hope looks like a number 1, on number 8. There we go. And put the flap back over, number 8, which I've selected here. And one can only hope that this is actually in the correct box.
Okay, well, we have a look. This wouldn't happen in a polling station, by the way. The returning officer is about to lift the tactile voting device off the paper and have a good look at the voting paper. And you have voted for your preferred candidate as one, very clearly in the voting box. So it's a vote that would be admissible.
Which is excellent, and as long as the ballot paper, the tactile voting device, doesn't move, it's accessible. But if it moves...
If it moves, you have a problem.
Yeah.
And you won't know how you voted.
So this is where, hopefully, in the future, with all the great work we're doing, hopefully we'll improve the voting and make it more accessible for blind and partially sighted people.
Hopefully we can give people the confidence that they can vote with confidence and in confidence.
Thank you very much for doing this demo with me, Katrina.
Thank you.